Lebanon's lack of security forces a ministry to cancel or postpone events. A Cuban pastor is cleared on trafficking charges, and MNN listeners are planning Christmas outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The shadow of a possible civil war looms over Lebanon today. Escalating violence and political instability has forced the city to its knees. Sat-7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa, has also felt the impact. So says David Harder, speaking to us from the Middle East.
They had an entire day's shoot scheduled on our women's program that had to be canceled. We had one celebration that was planned being hosted by the Bible Society of Lebanon, which is a celebration for our Year of the Family. It's been a special campaign going all throughout the year where we've had many programs on the air. And this celebration had to be canceled because the event organizer just felt they couldn't invite people to come.
Sat-7 continues to bring the hope of the gospel to people during this time. What's more, they're responding.
Once a week we have this live show, and they deal with difficult issues. They had a show not long ago on death, which you wouldn't think would be a very uplifting thing, but it is something that people have to deal with on a daily basis. And so they talked about the hope Christians have in life after death and peace that we can have in spite of situations that happen.
Meanwhile, Voice of the Martyrs Canada office has been tracking a story in Cuba. Charges against Pastor Carlos Lamelas were being considered for human trafficking. According to a letter from Lamelas, the trial was held December 4th, and the prosecutor recommended that Lamelas be exonerated of all charges and that there be no punishment. The case is now before the judge, who may take several weeks to make a decision. Pray that all charges will be dropped. You're listening to Mission Network News. Millions of people are infected with HIV/AIDS in Africa. President of Mission Aviation Fellowship Kevin Swanson says Lesotho is a country especially hit hard. Since MAF has such an impact there, they're doing something about it.
We have been training national Christian nurses to go in and do AIDS education in these villages because so much of the spread of AIDS in Africa comes from ignorance.
Swanson says they teach them about sexual purity, how to prevent the disease, and how to care for AIDS patients. Swanson says that MAF is also sharing the gospel.
You can teach people, you can educate people, but if their hearts really don't change, the likelihood of anything significantly transformational is very, very slim. As we have more resources, we can extend this to other parts of the country.
Swanson says the program's working. People are coming to Christ and are attending churches. However, staff and funding are needed. Go to our website to help with this program. Next, AMG's Pete Lefakis is leading a team into Guatemala City today to share bundles of love with children under AMG's care.
These children have nothing, and this is a chance for us to show the love of Christ to them.
The teams will distribute backpacks as a very practical and tangible demonstration of Christ's love.
Many of their parents make maybe $400 a year, so their income is not very great, and as a result, they're not able to really to celebrate Christmas in any way for them. And so we go down and bring the joy of Christmas to them by providing them with Christmas gifts.
It's not just the kids getting the bundles who will benefit. Lefakis says a trip like this changes people.
We hope that God is going to use that not only to change their view of material possessions, but also to change their heart toward having a greater desire to share that vision with others. And we've seen in many cases God will touch the heart of a child and we'll move them toward full-time Christian service.
And Christians are planning to share their faith this Christmas. A poll currently being conducted on missionnetworknews.org asked the question, as Christmas approaches, what will you do to share Christ? 73% of those surveyed plan to do something. 39% plan to send Christmas cards with a Christian message. 19% will invite someone to a church program. 11% will pass out tracts, and 6% will do something else. Pray that God will draw many to himself because of it. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the CD, Christmas, Let the Earth Rejoice, featuring Larnell Harris and others that will keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. Keep it or give it to a friend. Get your CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.